The pre-game interview.
Jason Doherty, who is standing alongside one of our favourites at K-Rock Footy, Newtown and Chilwell superstar product, Tanner Bruin.
Yes, he's standing. I think he'd rather be out having a bit of a kick, because I suspect he doesn't like just standing on the boundary line, but the shoulder just not quite good enough to get up tonight, Tan.
Yeah, we'll take a more conservative approach this week. Obviously, 2 6-day breaks, so I should be right for next week. But looking forward to watching the boys. But yeah, rest up and go again next week.
How hard has it been for you this week? Because I know you love to kick the footy most days, so this must be difficult having to just take it easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I try to give myself every chance, but it's a long year, we know that, so I'll look after myself and hopefully be right for next week.
Tanner, Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty talking to you from the K-Rock box. How close were you to playing, or was it an early call in the week that this was not happening?
I'd probably say a bit of an early call. I wasn't giving myself absolutely every chance to play. I think we were more taking a conservative approach, and I was quite happy with that. So we obviously, the club are really good in managing us young boys, and it was probably the right time for me with my shoulder just not being 100%. So we'll go again next week, but the right decision, I reckon, from the club.
You want to win every game of footy, and you'd be disappointed with last week, but if somebody had thrown you 7-1 a third of the way through the season, I reckon everybody that walks the halls of GMHBA Stadium would have said, yeah, we'll cop that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have thought so, but it's only a start, we know that. It's a long year, like I said, but it's nice to be off to a good start, but we've got a bunch of work to do for the rest of the year to put ourselves in a good position to really be there. So tonight's another opportunity for us to do that, and I look forward to watching the boys.
Tanner, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Honesty is everything in footy. How many takes did it take before you kicked the ball through the hole in Jeremy Cameron's shed?
I've been asked that about 100 times and? On the boundary line, and I'll be honest with you, it took me one.
That was your first go, was it?
Yeah, I had a tea time at about 1 o'clock. It was 12:30. I said to Jez, mate, give me half an hour. I got to get out of here.
Right.
So I took the first shot.
And you nailed it.
I nailed it and got out of there.
And so. What about your backing on the sort of, on the little tri bike there? What did you think of that?
Oh, shocking. I've got jackknife the thing, so it wasn't too good.
He had Ollie covered, though. He was horrific.
Yeah, exactly right. I had Ollie covered. He didn't know how to open a gate, I'm fine.
Look, it was a good little bit of footage. Ollie was wearing footy boots.
Yeah, he was put up to that one, I think, by the big fella. So I'll back him in. But it was a bit of fun. We had a little camera crew come down and whatnot. So like Jez always is, a bit of an entertainer. So it was good fun.
What do you do tonight? Obviously, watch the game. But do you sit in the box? Do you sit in the crowd? Do you go and watch on the couch, Eddie? What do you do?
I'll do a bit of everything, I reckon. I'll stay away from the couch. I'm not planning on leaving, so I'll be in the crowd. And it's obviously Mother's Day this Sunday, so I think Mum will be in the Guard of Honour, which will be nice. I'll go sit with Mum, but might go have a look up in the box as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Did you know pretty early in the week that you were unlikely to play, or was it pretty much a sort of a ladies' decision?
I roughly knew sort of at the start of the week that I was hit and miss, I guess. But if being hit and miss, it was probably a no-brainer. Really, like I wasn't going to put myself out there. We've got plenty of fit and available guys ready to come in, so it's not worth the risk. I sort of had a similar injury last year, and it sort of knocked me around for a good month or two. So the club was sort of taking it a bit easy, which was nice.
Speaking with injured cat Tanner Bruin on K-Rock Footy as part of Footy Spotlight for Rex Gorrell Geelong. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Tanner, 7 in a row wins, and then you lose one. Can you let the supporters who are listening? No, was there a difference this week to the other previous 7 weeks?
I suppose we're probably off in just a couple areas that, but I suppose the first 7 weeks we managed to really focus on and nail. We've had a good couple months, I guess, but we just didn't get a couple of things right, and that's what happens. Like in this competition, this league, you don't get a few things right, and there's some bloody good teams out there that'll hurt you. So. We still come away with a bunch of positives from the game. We had our chances and we didn't quite take them. We were in a good position to win the game and we didn't even play that well. So, it's a good sign for fans if we didn't play great and we still could have beaten a top four side. So, we'll go again tonight. Porter, a good side. It'll be a good contest, and yeah, we'll go again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that. Hey, what about the coaches? How did they handle it? Was it, we know that Geelong for a long time have prided, you guys have prided yourselves on essentially coming to work on a Monday, win, lose or draw, you don't know the difference. It's just roll your sleeves up, get to work. Was that the approach as well once the game was done and dusted last week?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had a little review at the start of the week, but we were back in Monday and we moved straight on to Port. Like we know our best footy is up there. We didn't have to look too much back on what went wrong with Melbourne. We all knew they're out there, and we were able to make changes and adapt and nearly got ourselves back in the game. But yeah, we moved on pretty quick. We're pretty good like that. We don't tend to dwell on it too much, but best footy's right at the top. So we're just going to keep looking forward and yeah, tonight's another opportunity for that.
Tanner, you're still making your way in your footy career and Tom Hawkins is at the other end. Just give us, you know, your perspective as a young fellow who's come to the club on Tom Hawkins.
Oh, he's just a superstar. He's such a good human. I think he would probably say we try and keep him young, but he's, to be honest, he's just one of the boys around the club. Like he's fun in games. He has a joke, but he puts the work in as well. And there's no doubt that I reckon he's going to come out tonight and have a really big night, no doubt. But he's super around the club. He's someone that I've watched for, you know, 10 years now, and to be at the club and playing with him and whatnot, it's pretty special. And tonight's a special night for him and his family and the footy club.
Not the only talented footballer in your family. We know your old man was a superstar locally and over in the Sandful 10, but your brother Jackson, we keep following him closely, playing for Newtown Chewell. No doubt you'll be excited to know he's going to be playing at 2 o'clock and you can get up to Elderslie tomorrow for a look.
Yeah, 2 o'clock start for the big fella, so I'll be there with playing Lara. So, no, it'll be good for him. First game I'll be able to watch him play seniors this year, so hopefully he can take a couple marks, big Jacko, and put a couple on the scoreboard.
Yep. Do you work much with him on his footy? Like, obviously he's a bit older than you, but do you talk to him about what you do to prepare and all that?
Yeah, well, he joins my pre-season, Kingy. So, he does my pre-season program. So,
oh, wow.
I shouldn't probably put that out there. He might not be happy with that. But, I mean, I give himself every chance to play well, I reckon, with giving him the pre-season program. So, yeah, it's hopefully it comes back in spades for him this year.
How much do you enjoy getting back to Newtown and Chill?
Yeah, I like it. I really enjoy it. It's a family club for us, and they've paved the way for me for my juniors and my football career. So I love getting back there, and I try to as much as I can. It's a great club. My brother's still there. I'll be there tomorrow. So I look forward to going back up.
How did the sister find a way to play netball at Queenscliff, though?
Yeah, I left her out there, and I was going to say Sienna's still there, but she's not. She's down at Queenscliff, so... no, she's just got a few mates down there. She really likes it, and she's enjoying her netball at the minute, but, yeah, I haven't been able to get to too many of her games. Queenscliff's a bit too far.
You run out of petrol, they're not paying you enough to...
Oh, wow. Get some off Holmes. He just signed a four-year deal. He'll be able to pay for your fuel.
Yeah, I'll try.
Hopefully. Have you asked him to buy you something?
No, not yet. That'll come, hopefully, in good time, I reckon.
How are you hitting him at the moment?
No, shocking. No, not too bad. I'll have a couple of weeks off with the shoulder, but I'm looking to get back out there as quick as I can on the golf course.
Have you been inducted into the Red Wine Club, or are you a bit too young for that?
I sort of float in and out, to be honest, Kingy. It sort of depends if who's got a bottle and whatnot, but I'm not massive on it, but I don't mind a glass or two.
You're more of a UDL club still, Tanner, eh?
Oh, no, that's not my cup of tea, fellas.
Tan, really appreciate your time. Obviously, shattered that you're not out there and we're calling you running around in the number four, but look forward to hopefully you being back for that trip to Darwin next week. I think you fly out Tuesday, is that right?
Yeah, it's an early one, Tuesday, yep.
And then train Tuesday night at TIO and into it Thursday against the Suns. Good luck with the recovery and look forward to seeing you back in action next week.
Thanks, fellas. Cheers.
Tanner Bruin joining us on K-Rock Footy. Always a pleasure to have a chat with the number four.
The pre-game interview.